Hey, explorers, welcome to episode 293 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the theme parks in Asia, including the Disney parks like Tokyo Disney, Hong Kong Disney, Shanghai Disneyland, and also the Universal parks like Universal Studios Japan. And we're coming to you directly from Japan. You can find us up on our website at tdrexplorer.com, all over social media. X, I guess, is what it's called now. and Threads and Instagram, TikTok, all those places, all under TDR Explorer. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, the chief content editor for TDR Explorer, and I am the one that is tired just because I've been visiting all the Horror Nights in the world. And joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Trish. I'm a city guide for the city of Urayasu, and you can find me on Instagram and Threads under Dream Sweets Love, and I'm going to Disneyland. I'm so excited. It's my first time, actually. Okay, it's kind of wild.
Your first time in a while.
It's my first time for the anniversary.
Oh, for the 40th?
Yeah.
Oh man, you haven't been in a while.
I have not. It's been a really, really long time.
Well, so you have I'm lots really to catch excited. Up on.
I do. I want to. I hope I can get. We're going on a Saturday though, so it's kind of. I don't know how much we can do. I hope it's fine. I'm really excited about Haunted Mansion, and I want to get a birthday sticker. So super excited.
So we'll talk about that in the next episode.
Yay!
So both of us would have been to the parks for Halloween. So we got so much Halloween
discussion to like do because you went to USJ and it looked like a blast. Yes.
Oh man, I had so much fun at Universal Studios for their Halloween. They do have two Halloween events happening at the same time, which is wonderful. The parks in the U.S. don't do it, but Universal Studios Japan and also Universal Studios Singapore does it as well. They have a family-friendly Halloween during the day and then Horror Nights in the evening. So,
which makes so much sense. I mean, come on.
It really does, yeah, because Horror Nights, as we talked about in our last episode, you know, the differences between Japan and the U.S., we don't need to get into that again, but... Yeah, because in the U.S., it's a separate ticketed event, right? So it's kind of easy to avoid the Horror Night stuff if you're not into that, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Whereas here in Japan, it's included in your day ticket, so things kind of overlap a little bit. So you kind of have to be, you know, a little mindful if you're someone who doesn't like Horror Nights, because, you know, Horror Nights does start at 6 o'clock. And the park is still open, so you might still be there. Anyway,
but you can avoid it too, because like it's not in like the area with like kids stuff like Snoopy, Wonderland or whatever it's called. You know what I mean? So even then, even if you can still enjoy nighttime without, you know, you can maneuver around it.
Oh yeah, for sure. You can just listen to our previous episode because we do talk like about that in detail. But oh man, I had so much fun. With this.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about the family friendly family friendly Halloween event. It's called Ha 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 Halloween Party, which is really cute.
Aww. And
for the first time ever, they're featuring Pokemon for Halloween.
Oh my God. And DJ Gengar, come on.
Yeah. DJ Gengar made his debut. Yes. He has never been anywhere before. So, exclusive to Universal Studios Japan, which I think is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And if this is like signs for what's to come in the future, I'm very excited. Like, I would not be mad if they had Pokemon almost every season, because there's so much Pokemon now. Like, there's over 1,000 of them. You can easily find Pokemon to fit into every single season. Easily. So I think this is a taste of what's to come for events at Universal Studios Japan, and I'm incredibly excited for it. But yeah, the Pokemon stuff is like, I guess for me, the biggest draw for the family-friendly Halloween. So just to recap really quickly, the Halloween stuff happens every single day at Universal Studios Japan. It's included in your day ticket, so you don't have to pay for anything extra, you know, unless you're buying merchandise and food and things like that. But it's not, there's no separate ticket or anything. And there's a lot to do. You can meet these Pokemon. So they featured five different Pokemon this time around. So of course they did Pikachu, DJ Pikachu, DJ Gengar. Then they did Bayonet, Mischievous, and Mimikyu. And those are all like, you know, ghost Pokemon, which is super fitting.
Is it easy? Would you say it's easy for like families with small kids to see the characters? How long are the lines? Like, what is the experience like?
So I went during like the first part of the event and they were kind of figuring out how the lines would work for the character greeting. So it was kind of a mishigas, right? It was kind of very disorganized, but they figured it out and I went and did it after they kind of figured out the line. And it is really efficient. I got to meet all five of them in one day.
Oh, nice.
It took me some time. It took about 2 hours, an hour and a half to 2 hours, but it is doable. So how the greeting works is it's continuous from, I can't remember the exact times because it does change, but it's usually like first thing in the morning, like 9 o'clock, 9:20 until mid afternoon. So about 2 to 3 o'clock. And the Pokemon are just kind of continuously there. They do switch out because, you know, obviously the performers cannot be out there for 6 hours in the heat. Yeah. So they do like this cute little parade where they come in and out. So they switch out probably every, I want to say 20 minutes to half an hour. Yeah. I didn't really time it, but during this time, you can queue up the entire time if you want to. So if they're on break, you just kind of just wait in the line.
Yeah.
But when they're there, they kind of made it really efficient. So all five of them are there. And when it's your turn, they tell you to choose one Pokemon to get your picture with.
Nice. So you do get to choose. Okay. That's really great.
Yeah. So you get to pick which one. And they only let so many people into like the little like corral, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the line is outside of that. So it doesn't get too congested or too, you know, crowded, which is really nice. And then you're able to get a picture and everything. And like you can hug them, which is lovely. I love that you can hug them.
Yeah.
And then you get like this little exclusive wristband. And then if you want, you can go right back into the line. So when we did it, probably we waited, I guess, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes each time, roughly. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like when they switched out, it was a little bit longer, right?
Yeah.
But it is doable. But the thing is, you kind of have to, if you're going to do that, you have to know you're going to be doing that because you're going to use up a lot of time. Like 2 hours is a lot of time.
Yeah. Or you could like just choose a couple, like your favorites.
If you want like one or two, that's fine. But I particularly wanted all of them.
Right.
I want to get pictures of all of them.
And it's kind of nice, too, that they do the parade out because, like, let's say you have kids that, like, do not want to wait, but they want to see the Pokemon. They can still do that.
Yeah.
Like, with the parade and just, like, wave and high five or whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's, like, the way they set it up is perfect. It works for everybody, I think. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the people that maybe don't want to wait, but they just want to see them, you can. You can just watch them go down, like, you know, go down the path in their little cute little parade because there's cute music that's happening and everything.
Oh.
And then on top of that, there's a Pokemon stage show and I freaking love it. It is so cute. And to me, it is peak Japan. Like this is something you're only going to see in Japan. This is something only Japan would have come up with. It's all over the place, but in a good way. I guess the story is Pikachu and DJ Gengar are putting on a party and they want to invite, you know, some friends being Bayonet, Mimikyu, and Mischievous. But then there's this like, there's always like, you know, conflict. So there's like this other character. It's a person. She's a Pokemon trainer, but she's like, I want to be invited too. But, you know, she's kind of like the bad guy, right?
Okay.
And she wants to like crash the party and everything. And she's like, no one likes me. No one wants to invite me to things, blah, blah, blah. You know, kind of that kind of thing. But then in the end, Pikachu's like, no, everyone's welcome. You can come too. And she's like, really? Aww. We can be friends? And then everyone's friends in the end. You know, it's very, you know, it's aimed at children, right? It's cute.
But it's funny because it's aimed at kids, but also the appeal, I feel like, appeals to
everybody.
All ages, right? Like the teens are going to like party. The adults are going to be like, oh, like it's like kind of like really adorable. So I feel like everybody would enjoy it, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And there's like there's a kids area, I believe. So like kids have their own little area.
Because I really like that. That's so important. And I wish Disney would do that again because it makes it so much easier for like the kids and for the parents. You know, it's so much less stress.
Exactly. It's just because someone made a comment on my YouTube video saying, oh, where are all the kids? I'm like, well, the kids are in their own separate area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I couldn't find information on this, but all the different Pokemon that came out, like Mischievous, Bayonet, and Mimikyu, they had their own song.
Oh, now, really?
I don't know if this is like from one of the games or from the anime or something, or if it was made specifically for the show. I don't know. But it was awesome. It was so cool. If this music was made specifically for the show, wow. Like that is a level of detail. Because each of the Pokemon came out and they all had their own song and everything. And it was just a really good time. And then on top of that, if you didn't want to be in the crowd of people, if you're on the sides, there was 6 Gengar just kind of dancing on the side.
Oh my god.
Just different Gengar.
Yes.
Like they just went all out with this show. And it happens 3 times a day.
That's so great.
And then we're not done. There's also a Pokemon restaurant. So at the Studio Stars restaurant, which is across from Space Fantasy.
Okay.
They have a Pokemon restaurant. Because, you know, this restaurant's usually the one that they have, like, all the theme stuff. It's usually coincides with Space Fantasy, whatever VR thing it is at the time.
Okay.
But it's currently Sadako. So.
Oh, I have questions about that. We'll get back to that later. Okay. So. Okay, the cafe. How does that work? Is it easy? Again, is it easy to get into? Do you need to like go in the morning and get like a reservation? Or like how does that work?
So how it works is there's no advanced reservations. It's all queue. Like you have to queue up. But if you're there early enough in the day, I made it my mission. That was the first thing I was going to do. you don't have to get the Japanese word is seiriken, a timed. How would we say it in English? Like a timed return ticket?
Like a return ticket.
Timed like ticket. Timed
return ticket.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
what you said before, the time.
A return time.
You know what we're talking about, listeners. Okay.
Yeah. A return time, I guess. Like,
Yeah.
The Japanese word seiriken is so succinct. I think everyone should just learn that word. Seiriken just means like a return time is what it is. So they start doing the seiriken once the line gets to a certain length, I believe.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they only give out so many. And then if you don't get one, then you unfortunately won't be able to get in for the day. But if you're there early enough, you won't need it. So if that's something you really want to do, do that first thing in the morning. Like we did it for 9:00.
Let's say you do want to do it later. Like, did you go during like a weekday or a weekend or?
We were there on a weekday.
Do you think like when do they start giving it out more or less?
I'm not sure.
Could you guesstimate?
Like I checked, like on a Wednesday, I checked.
Yeah.
And it looked like around 11:30 a.m. Okay. They start giving it out.
That's not bad.
So bad,
like when people start getting ready for lunch and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much. The food. I would say some of it's actually much better than the Pokemon Cafe.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So well, I'm kind of biased towards curry. So there's a DJ Gengar party all night curry or whatever it's called. And it's DJ Gengar and it's on what I couldn't find the name of this. What's the name of the rice? Like, it's not just white rice, but it's like healthier rice. It looks, it's kind of purple.
Like, like genmai or?
Yeah, it's like a healthier version of rice. There's
other like whole grain rices.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's like, it's naturally purple. Like, it has a purple tint to it.
There's different ones.
Yeah. So it was that kind of rice. And then it was two different types of curry, a little bit spicy. And it was a tonkatsu. So like the breaded pork. Mm-hmm. It was delicious. I loved it.
Nice.
And then there was a Pikachu plate that was, you know, Pikachu was shaped like butter, like it was butter rice with Pikachu's face on it. Mm-hmm. There were like vegetables, and there was like a little like potato tart. Or not potato tart, potato. Well, it looked like a tart, but it was potato with pasta in it. Like it was meant, I guess it's kind of meant for children a little bit. Like it wasn't a kid's meal, but it was very kid's favorite.
But you know what? I like that they went with like the whole grain rice though, because like that was a nice, because they could have just gone with like white rice and they used the food coloring to make it purple, you know, but it's nice that they went with that option. So it appeals to kids, but also it appeals to like adults as well, conscious. You know? Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, curry.
I don't know, like Japanese curry, if it's health conscious, but more, yeah, around there.
a little bit better, yeah. And then they had a bayonet chocolate cake that had chocolate cake with mango. It was either mango or orange. The fruit was so subtle in flavor, I couldn't tell what it was. And the issue I find with a lot of like, especially at USJ, there's so many things inside the dish that it's not all listed on the menu. You have to specifically ask them. And half the time, the staff don't know exactly. So they have to go find out.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, I'll be honest, it's kind of a pain to like ask someone like, what is in all of this? Because it takes a long time.
I wish they had like a website where you could just check it.
You know what? It probably is on the website, but I never thought to check
that. I don't think it is.
Maybe not, yeah.
Because their website, like even merch, it doesn't have like all the merch. Like it's like very like limited information. But they should, because it would be so much easier to check.
Yeah. But the cake was good. There was also a Mimikyu crepe, which was fine. It was kind of a basic crepe. Mm-hmm. And then there was a mischievous like grape jelly soda, which was also kind of nice. So and then of course there was Pokemon merchandise. A lot of it was actually sold out by the time I got there, so I didn't get, there really wasn't a lot of selection left, which is kind of sad.
The good thing about USJ though is that they do restock, and sometimes even the next day. So yeah,
so they might you know, maybe that my timing was bad. I don't know.
No, but you also went really early on. So like it could happen like a few days later. It could happen like, so it's good to just check with them just in case if there's something that you don't find that you want, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. So yeah, that's it for like the Pokemon stuff. Then on top of that, there's all the Minions stuff. This year, they're kind of like theming the Minions merchandise to werewolves, which is pretty cute. For food, there's not too much for Minions food. Like there's a churro. I didn't bother trying it because I had other churros.
Yeah.
I can only have so many bloody churros.
Those churros are involved too. They're like heavy.
They are. There was a really good churro, which I'll talk about in a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was surprised by the Minions cream puff. So it was a different take on their normal cream puff, which is like a banana cream inside of it. And like a little like shoe cream, as it's called, mm-hmm. which is the Japanese word, but also comes from French. It's banana flavored. But for this one, it's banana flavored, but they also put chocolate in like in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. And then they put like little chocolate, like they put little chocolate face, like a little chocolate face on it to make it look like a pumpkin. Which is like a nice little touch. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really cute. And then they have the Minions greeting in the front of the park where the Minion characters all come out. Like there's Bride of Frankenstein, Werewolf, Dracula, you know, all those characters. Really cute.
Nice.
And then Peanuts and Friends, they're in Egyptian outfits. Like I think Snoopy's a mummy. And as what's her name? I was gonna say Betty. That's Archie. Oh my god, there's Charlie Brown, and what's the other one? What's the girl? The one girl.
There's two girls. There's a bunch of girls.
Well,
there's like Lucy, there's Peppermint Lucy. Patty, there's his sister. What's his sister's name?
It's Lucy.
I can't remember. Lucy is not his sister. Lucy is Linus's sister. The one that takes the football and makes him fall.
Yeah. No, it's the one in the blue dress with the black
I cannot
hair.
Remember her freaking name.
Oh my goodness. I can't remember her name either. Anyway, she's dressed like I don't know, an Egyptian, like she's dressed like a mummy kind of thing. Anyway.
Okay.
They do their little song and dance, and then there's some food at the Snoopy Backlot Cafe, which is really good. I shouldn't say really good. It's good, but it's plain. But you know, it's a restaurant meant for families, so it's not going to be anything extravagant.
Sally, her name is freaking Sally.
There we go. Yes, you're right, Sally. They have a spaghetti dish that has like cheese in it and tomato sauce and meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in a really cute container that's all themed to Halloween. Then they had a pumpkin cake with cheese cream.
Yummy.
Not cream cheese, but cheese cream.
So a good thing for the listeners to know, also like for us, like I have a question too, like which pumpkin is it? Is it like pumpkin spice or it's kabocha, like Japanese, like it's sweet kabocha. Pumpkin? Kabocha. Yeah. So good to know, so it's kind of like for a overseas squash. Listeners.
Closer yeah, to like a very
sweet squash.
Yeah, so it's close. Yeah, I guess when I say pumpkin, it's like think more of a squash in Japan. It's not like in North America where, you know, pumpkin spice or like pumpkin pie. It's not like that at all. Mm-hmm. It's different, yeah. What else? For characters, there's also Woody Woodpecker and Winnie Woodpecker. They come out in like Dracula outfits, which is super cute.
Oh, I love it.
Hello Kitty shows up in two outfits. Two outfits. She has, well, I think they're both exclusive to Universal Studios Japan. So the first outfit coordinates with Dear Daniel, which I love. They're both dressed like bats, mm-hmm. and they come out in, this is in Universal Wonderland, and they're dancing to Witch Doctor.
Oh my God.
Of all songs. They come out, they do this like little dance and everything, and they have their outfits on. And then it turns into a character greeting once they're done. Mm-hmm. It's one of those character greens where it's kind of a free for all where you just kind of have to get their attention and then they'll come up to you. So you have to kind of stand behind the line and then get their attention and then they'll come and they'll pick you and tell you to come and stand with them.
Oh my God. I need to know about Kuromi because it's her birthday month, you know.
So on top of that, there is Kuromi, My Melody, and also Hello Kitty again. They all have exclusive outfits, which also you can buy as merchandise.
Oh my God. What kind of outfits?
They're like pastel pink and purple and black. So they're very cute. And the motif is kind of like a melting heart.
Oh my God.
So like, I think it's Hello Kitty and My Melody. I'm not sure about Kuromi, but they're wearing like bows. And like in the middle of a bow is a heart, but the heart is melting. And is super adorable. So Hello Kitty, she meets in that outfit just kind of randomly in the front of the park by herself. But then Kuromi and My Melody do a little, like kind of a little show in the front of the park, which the times are all in the app. I think it happens like three times a day.
Yeah.
It is super popular though. People will wait an hour beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, it's Hello Kitty, so of course, yeah.
Yeah, so very popular. If you don't want to wait in line for them, you can kind of stand, it's kind of hard to explain, in front of the 4D theater where right now is Jujutsu Kaisen, and then it's like the street that goes towards the annual pass center and also like where the Chucky house is. Mm-hmm. You can stand along there and that's where they walk down. They kind of do like a song and dance type of thing. So if you want to just get a picture of them, you can also do that without having to wait in the line to get your picture with them.
Cool.
So you can do that as well. And I think that's it for the family stuff.
It's a lot of stuff, though.
That's a lot.
An action-packed day, because, like, remember, like, it's not just the Halloween stuff. Like, a lot of families are coming to do attractions and stuff. So it's a lot. You got a jam-packed day or two, you know.
So I would say, I guess I'll say it now. If you're coming during Halloween, this is one mm-hmm. of the few times I would say 2 days for Universal yeah. Studios Japan.
Like, same.
Two days, because the Halloween stuff is going to take you, it's going to take up a full day. I'm not going to lie. It's going to take up a full day if you want to do all of it, especially if you want to do the Pokemon stuff, because that takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
And then like, in the evening, you have Halloween Horror Nights, right?
Even with Express Pass, because like I think we went pre-COVID and we had Express Passes for everything and we had the reservation for Hotel Albert and everything. But even then, like we wanted to do attractions, like 2 days is like ideal, you know? Yeah. So especially if you're coming from overseas and you really want to like enjoy and like you don't want to be running all over the place trying to meet your appointments, like you kind of stretch it out and just relax. Yeah.
Well, I guess like the thing to note too, because there's always issues with buying express passes through the Universal website, like people's credit cards don't work, blah, blah, blah. So if you were to buy express passes through Klook, which I recommend, because they'll take pretty much any form of payment like credit cards and stuff. Mm-hmm. The only issue with Klook is you don't get to choose your times.
Oh, that's so a bummer. Yeah.
They're given to you at random basically. Whereas if you go with the Universal Studios Japan website, you can pick the time slots for a lot of things. So yeah. You have a little more say in how your day goes. But if you buy it through Klook, it's all kind of set for you. So usually what happens with Super Nintendo World is when you buy the express pass that includes Super Nintendo World, your entry is not until the afternoon. So you kind of have to take that into account.
Do you get to choose like different packages, like different attractions that you want, or is it like one? Is. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, the ones that need a time, that's kind of assigned to you is how it works.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, definitely 2 days to do everything. If you want to do like the normal stuff that Universal has plus the Halloween stuff. I want to talk about Halloween Horror Nights because I loved it.
I have so many questions. I want to know about the Classic Monsters house, and I want to know about the Sadako, like what exactly that was, how they did it.
So for the for Horror Nights, just to preface everything, it's included with your day ticket and it's on every single day. So it's not like the U.S. where it's on select nights. You have to buy a separate ticket. No, it happens every single day until November 5th. To answer your question about Sadako really quick, mm-hmm. it wasn't open when I was there. They had to delay it for some reason.
Darn it.
So I think technically it actually opened today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I haven't done it yet, but I am going to go back in a few weeks because mm-hmm. I want to do that thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think it runs until January or end of December or something.
Oh, my God.
Which is weird.
That's wild. I love it. Christmas. Yes. Yeah. Alternative to Nightmare Before Christmas. Sadako Before Christmas.
That's their version. Let's go. But yeah, so what I guess what the Sadako ride is, it's the overlay for Space Fantasy. And based off of what I've seen in the description is Space Fantasy is all in the dark. But Sadako mm-hmm. is in there somewhere.
somewhere.
So I feel like it's gonna be terrifying, I feel. I think this is the first time they've done this with Sadako in Space Fantasy.
I think so, yeah.
I can remember. Because I remember before they did, it was Black Hole, I think it was called.
Yeah, I freaking loved it with the narrator. The narrator was hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And it was all in the dark.
Yeah.
Like, roller coasters and complete darkness is freaky because you don't know where you're going.
But she shows up in this one, which I'm really curious, like how they, like what they
How's this going to go? I don't know. I'm terrified.
Is she going to be like flying at you? Like what's happening?
Right. So for Halloween Horror Nights, we only have 3 houses this year. Usually we have about 5.
Yeah.
So there's only 3, which is unfortunate, but the houses are good. And then there's a stage show, and then we also have there's some food and then merchandise as well. The houses. So I guess the newest of them all is the Chucky house. So we have Chucky mm-hmm. pretty much every year. They finally changed up the theme, and this year it's circus themed.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm excited.
And it's also in 3D.
Okay, yeah. How did that work?
It's just, I don't know who came up with this.
I feel like that's a safety hazard.
It adds this layer of like, I don't want to, it didn't really make it scarier. It just mm-hmm. made it more disorienting.
Yeah.
And just more like, I don't know what am I looking at? What is happening? It just like, I guess it just adds to the confusion a little bit as to what's going on. So Chucky has like this carnival and, uh-huh. you know, it's very grotesque. It's very graphic.
Awesome.
There is an age restriction on this. Like if you're under 15, you can't do it.
Okay.
I think the rest of them are like that too. I can't remember, but I know Chucky for sure. If you're under 15,
I think Resident Evil, you could go in like younger. Cause when we went, it was pre-COVID. I want to say my son was like maybe 13 or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
So for Resident Evil, and he was able to do the Chucky one. The only one he couldn't do before was Hotel Albert. So the Chucky, they raised the age on it for the circus one.
That one was pretty intense.
Yeah. So that's a new age cutoff for that one. Yeah.
So for the Chucky thing, they give you like those old school 3D glasses, like they're paper glasses.
Cute.
But they're not the red. Was it red and green? Red and blue.
It's not red and like green, or is it blue? Red and blue?
Red I think it's green? Red and blue. It was red and blue. Red and I think. Blue. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not the.
No, it's just like clear.
Okay.
But what they did throughout the whole thing is there's a lot of neon paint.
Okay.
So that just makes things stand out a lot more. Mm-hmm. And with flashing strobing lights and things jumping out at you, it's a lot. It's quite like, I wouldn't say it's. Is it intense? It can be, because there's just like, it's a little disorienting because you don't really know what the hell is going on with everything.
As someone with glasses, would you say it was comfortable like to wear it over your glasses?
Oh yeah, it was fine.
Okay.
It fit over my glasses.
Good,
just fine.
Good, good.
I don't think we waited more than 30 minutes for it. So for the houses, they open at 10 a.m. every day.
Okay.
So that's one of the benefits is you don't have to wait until the evening to do them. They open at 10 a.m. So if you want to do it first thing in the morning, you can.
What does the line look like later in the day, though?
I never saw it over an hour.
Okay, good. Nice.
They move people through pretty quickly. Then the Universal Monsters is back this year. It's the same as last year. I think they added like one more monster somewhere, but honestly, I couldn't tell you where it was. Uh-huh. It all just kind of looked the same to me as last year. It's fine. Like it's fun. It's scary? A good house.
I didn't do last year, so I don't remember.
I'm used to it.
Okay.
There's some parts that can be a little scary. Yeah.
Is like, for people like me that have really bad memory and for like people that like haven't done it before, like is it like you go through like the different like movie scenes or like what?
Yeah, you kind of go through like there's Dracula, the Mummy, and Frankenstein, I believe is what it okay. is. You just kind of go through that and then they all kind of fight at the end.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right.
And then for that one, kind of the same as Chucky, I never really saw a really long line. Like even midday to the evening, like half an hour, if that.
Great.
The tricky one is Resident Evil, which yeah. is also, it's known as Biohazard.
Mm-hmm.
That one you can't line up normally. You have to do the timed return, like the area of timed entry ticket.
Is it easy to get like both of them? Because like I think when we went, we had
Express Pass?
Express Pass for one of them. And then we went in the morning and we got the return time for the other side.
So you can only do one. Like you can only choose one per day. You can't do both. Like with the timed entry thing.
So you would have to do Express Pass for the other one.
Yeah, you have to get Express Pass for one and then do timed entry for the other. Because I guess for people that don't know, the Biohazard house has two sides. So it's based off of Resident Evil 2. Okay. And one side is Leon and one side is Claire. And so when you pick if you want the Leon side or the Claire side. And they're both like, they're both different. Like they're Resident Evil.
They're pretty different. Yeah. They're pretty different.
But they're different experiences. Yeah. So they're effectively two houses, right?
Yeah.
If you want to look at it that way. So how to get your return time for it is it's done through the app, which is the easiest way. So just make sure your tickets are scanned into the app ahead of time, like everyone that's in your party. And then once you're in the park, then just go in the app and then you'll see, timed entry, and then just find the Resident Evil one. And if there's any left, you can get one. I saw them lasting well into the afternoon most days.
Oh, that's great. So okay.
You should be okay. As to which one's better, like which side?
Oh, I can't decide.
I can't decide. Like they're both really great because they're both different, like different experiences. And it plays like a video game, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's a little more terrifying because it's not. So how the houses work for Universal here is it's not one big conga line. So, in the US, it's just one big conga line. They just kind of continuously have people going through. For this, they group you. So you go as a group, like a small group. So you're not always going to have someone ahead and in front of you as a group, and you're not going to have someone behind you as a group.
Yeah.
And especially for the Resident Evil stuff, because it's kind of a game as well. So there's certain things that have to happen, which can happen if it's a conga line. So you're in a small group. I think it's six people. To kind of spoil it a little bit, there's a couple parts where zombies are chasing you from behind. So you kind of have to kind of keep moving pretty quickly. And there's clues. So it plays like the game where you have to pay attention. There's clues that you have to keep an eye out for because you're going to need it for the end without giving too much away. But the person, because you have someone kind of guiding you, like another cop. It's like, oh, there's this thing on the wall. I wonder what that means. It's kind of obvious, like you need to pay attention to that, right?
So the renewal is what the clues thing, right? Is what was renewed?
No, it's exactly the same, except they added like one extra monster.
Okay.
Which I don't know where it was because I couldn't remember. But they have like the tyrant is in there, the licker's in there. All these big monsters are in there. And then there's some video game elements. There's a part where there's guns involved, where you get to hold a machine gun. I won't say more than that.
Have you ever survived the attraction? Because we're always dead.
Dead. And based on how your group plays, either you live or you don't. And you're also given a rank, just like in the game. Like a B rank, an S rank, or S plus. SS plus rank. And then this year they actually start giving you little cards.
What?
Based on the rank that you get. So you get like this little souvenir card that says like Biohazard, Universal Studios Japan, Halloween Horror Nights, which is a really cool little keepsake. I love it.
That's so nice.
Which I think I love that. That one, if you were just gonna do one house, make it Biohazard, I would say. Cause it's very unique. Like even though like the Chucky house is unique.
But there's only Universal? Three houses. Just do all of them.
Do them all. It's easy enough. And then we have all the scare zones. They're like, I guess how they differ from the US is they're kind of, you kind of hang out in the scare zones. Like in the US, they're kind of used as like you're going from point A to point B. But these scare zones, you kind of hang out in there and like the monsters kind of interact with you.
Yeah.
And there's more like elaborate monsters. Like there's ones that are on stilts.
Mm-hmm.
There's this like three-headed dragon that is new.
That's cool.
But just the way everything is placed, it looks like the two heads are tits. Pardon my language. It's very strange. And they kind of bob up and down in different directions. I'm like, what is happening? it's very strange. They have like a possessed dolls area. Nice. And some of the dolls are quite disgusting, if I'm honest. They have like this gigantic doll head. Like it's huge. But and it moves, like its eyes move, and then at one point its eye will just like melt out of its head. Sure, fine, okay, cool.
That's great.
Then there is the stage show, which is, you cannot miss the stage show. The stage show is so good.
Yeah. The song so is good. Banger.
Yeah. They partnered with Ado? This year. So they finally got, like, they moved on from the Ratata song, as much as it was very catchy.
R.I.P. It was very good.
It was good. It was time to move on. So now we have a new song, which is pretty fun. And all the zombies will dance to it in the scare zones.
Uh-huh.
Like every 10, 15 minutes, which I think is hilarious. It's great. They all put on like a dance show. But yeah. Like at the stage show, it's very... How do I describe it? It's visual K, basically, is what it is. That's kind of what the vibe it's kind of giving with like all the characters and stuff. It's just like that visual K, like rock music.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of here for it.
Nice.
Hamikuma comes back, even though they said he was retiring. He does come back, but also he makes a big deal of, even though he is dead, he will still live on. And what he does is he removes his soul from his body, and then he makes Hamikuma's soul. So there's another version of him that is a white version, like a white bear version of him.
Oh my God.
So there's two of them now. There's Hamikuma, and then there's Hamikuma's soul.
All right.
And they're both there on stage dancing. And it's just like, what is happening? But I love it. I don't care. I love it.
Oh my God.
It is a fever dream, this show. It's such a fever dream. It is wonderful.
It looks really fun.
It's so fun. And speaking of Hamikuma, there's merchandise of him in the shops and stuff. A lot of it sold out, unfortunately.
But again, they restock, so.
Yeah. And then Hamikuma has the best churro out of everything.
Okay, tell us about this churro.
It's freshly made is the thing. They make it there. It's not one of those where it's made like elsewhere, and then they wheel in a whole bunch of them, and then it tastes stale usually by the time you get it. No, this one is fresh. Like, it's a fresh churro.
Okay.
And it has like raspberry on it and like chocolate and a copious amount of icing. It is so good. It's probably my favorite. Like, the icing was so fresh too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was really good. And there was, for some reason, they had a peppercorn on it to just throw you off.
Yeah.
It's very strange, but it worked really well. There wasn't too much food. There was the Halloween pizza over at Louie's, which they always have. This one is it was a basil, like a basil sauce, black crusted, pizza.
Sounds good.
With there's meat and stuff on it. It was pretty good. I have the hiccups all of a sudden. They also had Resident Evil food.
Oh, cool.
Which I think this is the first time they had it.
Yeah, I don't remember when we went. Yeah, that's neat.
So they had some Resident Evil food, which is in front of Spider-Man of all places. So they had a churro that had the raccoon. The raccoon character from Resident Evil 2 was on it. That's very niche. That's very specific. The churro, I think, was orange, I want to say.
Okay.
It wasn't very good. But then they had a Nikuman. That was in the shape of, I guess it was supposed to look like the chest of a police officer, because it was blue to represent the uniform, and then there was like the Raccoon Police Police Department badge on top of it.
Oh, okay.
To make it look like, I guess it was like from their chest, but it just looked like a boob.
So you're like biting into like the.
Yeah, it looked like a boob.
Okay.
But it was a pizza man. Like, so it was a pizza steamed bun, and it was delicious. It was better than the one at 7-Eleven or the like Family Mart.
For the price, I would hope so.
Yeah, there was tomato sauce and cheese, plus there was I believe there's two types of meat in it and mushrooms, and it was spicy.
Okay.
So it was really good. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was like one of the best things there.
Nice.
It was delicious. I really enjoyed that. But yeah, overall, Halloween, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic at Universal Studios.
Yay.
It's so good. I want to go back and do it again.
You are. Really, you're going to go back. You have to report back on Sadako.
I got to see what's up with Sadako.
Yes.
I really wish I got to see her when she was in Jaws when they did that one year.
That must have been freaking incredible.
I know. How they got their approvals for that, we'll never know.
it's everything. Please bring it back. Do a revenge go at it or something.
I know. Oh, I wish. Halloween Horror Nights and the family friendly Halloween is going on until November 5th at Universal Studios Japan. So hopefully everyone gets to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are, I know some people have asked before, does Universal usually do the family, the family Halloween stuff? And yes, this is typical. They do this pretty much every year,
mm-hmm.
at least in recent memory anyway. So yeah, I don't see them stopping it anytime soon.
I don't know when they started, but it's so great because one of the reasons why we never went when, my son was younger was because we had no idea. I thought it was only the horror nights, in the US. So when we did go when my son was older, it was a really, really pleasant surprise. I'm like, man, I wish we had known about this because it feels it feels like the spirit of Halloween because it encompasses everything from the grotesque to the super cute and fun, So it felt really a North American Halloween. And I really love it.
Yeah. So before we go, we want to thank some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Shani B, Harry, Marina, Beth, and Eli.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kate, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW Page, and Tara.
And remember, rate and review us wherever you're listening to us from. And you can find us on our website, tdrexplorer.com. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content. That is not rolling off my tongue anymore. Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer. And I'm the one that's going to go visit Sadako very soon. And joining us always is a wonderful Patricia.
Yeah, you guys, I freaking love Halloween. This is so great. I'm going to live vicariously through you this year. It's funny because the person who did the group that did Ratata was Exile Tribe or something, right? Yeah. Did you see the movie Mina no Uta?
No, I haven't.
It's think of one of those other Exile groups, but it's fan fiction if they were in a horror movie.
Huh.
And that's what that movie is. And I'm it would have been kind of appropriate because Mina no Uta is about
Yeah.
I can't say what the song is, but the song is, it's very dark and it would have kind of fit. So it's kind of, maybe they'll come back or something another year, which would be kind of interesting and do something with that movie, which would be kind of fun. But yeah, you guys enjoy Halloween, have fun, and let's start spooky season.
All right, explorers, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.